back at it again. Yours truly, the one and only. Pues ahora it's the internet's homie. Gotta check this one out. Broadcasting from the courts of 805 royalty. The royal 805 courts. Talking about Amelia, Bernarda, Carmelita, Dolores, and Eliza courts. Gotta focus down on 152 Dolores courts. Bringing you courtesy of East LA Review Radio Internet Style. So big gracias to my host, the one with the most, Esteban Chavez, right here, doing our audio engineering for us, bringing in from aquí en los proyectos all the way out throughout all of us land. Broadcasting a new segment that we're going to be putting together here on East LA Review called Barrio Blues. We're going to break this down into at least a lo menos tres sets, three, unless I can get some of you Chicano blues fans to school me on what it is about Chicano blues. You know, been doing Raza Radio for close to 30 years, and throughout all those years, I've been trying to get into the nitty-gritty of Chicano música. You know, so that range, you know, it goes from anywhere from contemporary to some oldies, a little bit of this, a whole lot of that. But there's one little forte that I checked out, and I couldn't get too much music on. It's taken me a few years to put together a couple of different compilations, and today's going to be the first of several. Talking about Barrio Blues. Blues done by different Chicano artists, including Los Lobos, Los Lonely Boys, Santana with the legend. You guys are going to hear that in just a few. And then going to take you all the way back to a cut by a group called the Village Callers, taking you way, way back. So aquí les vamos con a little bit of Barrio Blues, a little honky tonk, a little bit of rock, but all with a little bit of a blues flavor. And you got to remember, you know, any kind of format that a Chicano band does has to be eclectic. So you can't really pigeonhole a Chicano band because they need to know Mexicano, they need to know oldies, they need to know some soulies, they need to know some contemporary stuff. So that's the dynamics, the dichotomy of being a Chicano band. Is that you got to know a little bit of this and a whole lot of that. So some of these bands, you're going to say, that's not a blues band. And you're probably right. But they do blues jams. So we're going to try to feature some of those cuts on this next segment of East LA Reviews, coming at you from the Courts of Royalty, 152 Dolores Court. Aquí les vamos with our first cut. Check this one out. Most appropriate, Mr. Willie G. Willie G of the Midnighters. Willie G's of... what's that new album that's coming out by Rampart Records, Esteban, with Little Ray?
God's Children.
God's Children, that same dude right there. Also performed with Malo, but on this track, he's performing with Los Lobos. Check this one out right here. Does it get any better than this?
They came to
all there is. And they all came to talk about it. They came to cry and laugh and fight about it. All searching for the promised land. Tired souls with empty hands asking to themselves.
Bit of Audio Blues just for you right there. That first cut, Wes, that first cut right there, got Little Willie G right there, and you might know him from a band called the Midnighters. Got his start right there as Little Chavalito, attending, was it a Salesian high school back in East Los? And then, Wes, the doors opened from there, and now he's a regular on the Chicano circuit. But it's a real pleasure when you get to hear him jam with a group like Los Lobos. And I want to kind of show you how one thing leads to another, because the first cut that we had, Johnny Cochino, done by a group called the 44s. And the 44s have a little bit of a connection with some other groups. And I'm going to be playing those in just a few. But those groups, somehow or another, they're intertwined with the band that backed Willie G up on that one, Los Lobos. And so, again, want to show you that intrinsicity of how things just seem to work, how one band lends to another. Because you got Little Willie G and those Lobos there. Is that all there is? And now you got this next couple of cuts. Los Lobos with Johnny Lee Hooker. Johnny Lee Hooker with Santana. These next two cuts are coming off of an album called Johnny Lee Hooker and Friends. Check these ones out right there. And then we're gonna get into a little bit mas right here. Broadcasting from 152 Bernarda Courts. Courtesy of East LA Review.
Got my eyes on you. I like to see you twist. I love to see you twist. I love to see you twist. You my babe, got my eyes on you. Yeah, yeah. Got dimples in your jaw. She got dimples in her jaw. Got dimples in her jaw. You're my baby, got my eyes on you. Hey, well, 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 well. love to you every day. Your neighborhood, every day. Neighborhood, hey, hey. Neighborhood, see you every day.
Change.
Well, things ain't gonna change. Change, change. Change, change. Change, change. Change, change.
me wrong. I'm still Texican to the bone, Lord. Right. I'm passing on the song, just like my daddy to his son. Oh, that's right. This one's for the outlaws before me. You know, Indians and outlaws don't mind breaking the rules. We'll gladly take your money now, play us for a fool. You can't make us run, you know you can't make us hide. You know we have our fun, we don't quit without. For me, well, outlaws are forever running wild and free, kicking in and all the door. They didn't even need no key. They didn't let nobody tell them how it's supposed to be. This one's for the outlaws. This one's for the outlaws before me.
Sing my song, and my boys, they follow me, they follow me. We carry on, and through it all, we still believe, we still believe. This one's for the missing outlaws, just like me. Oh, yeah, let's do it, will it?
Always made a living making music with my friends. Out on the road again, and Lord knows where I've been. Sometimes the man doesn't like the way I am. So I put it in a song, just take you some and pass it on. This one's for the outlaws just like me.
Outlaws are forever running wild and free, kicking in all the doors and don't even need no key.
That's right.
But don't let nobody tell us how it's supposed to be.
So you just got done hearing a couple of cuts right there from more bands associated with Los Lobos. One of the, I like to refer to them as one of the pre-understudies of Los Lobos, the Blazers. Now, similar to a group you might know as Los Fabulocos. We'll be featuring them on a couple of future issues of Barrio Blues right here on East LA Review. But back then, that was Big Manny, also part of the band. With Big Mike, I call him Mike, the Militant Menudo Man right there, and some of the other homeboys right there. And then another band, pues, the last cut Outlaws. That was Willie Nelson, the Marihuano, that guy, he was featured on there. Not a lot of gente know that it was at his annual birthday party that he gave them their big break, those Lonely Boys. The birthday party or 4th of July party. One big bolo that he had, a marijuana fest, I guess you call it. And that's where they got their discovery. Had them on the same management team for a while as the other group you guys might know, ZZ Top. And not a lot of gente think of them as a group associated with Raza, but being that they're part of the whole Texican clan, those guys got some Chicano or Tejano influences on them también. So debating whether or not we use some cuts off of an album they have that they dedicate to called La Futura in the future. But that right there, little roundup of a kind of a Los Lobos flavored blues segment right there. So now we got to get into a little bit Mas Blazers. We're going to do a little bit more for you. And then I'm going to follow them up with another band that's kind of, I guess you could say, a little associated with East LA Review. Coming off the same best familia off of Rampart Records, this is Hector Gonzalez, one of the principals here with Rampart and a close either camarada or compadre of Mr. Esteban right here. It's a group known as Lava and the Hot Rocks. Are you ready for love?
No matter how much she wants me, I ain't going nowhere. I'm gonna stick right here, baby. I know how much you care. About me, scandalize my name, but deep down inside of me, I know I'm your only man. So don't worry about me, baby. I'm right here at home, oh baby, baby. We got a good thing going.
Oh,
¿Sabes qué? A little bit different, right? Something a little bit different, pero ¿sabes qué? A very studied group. You know, a lot of Chicano bands, they didn't get to learn the música. They had to play by ear. But that last group right there, they can tell you all the A's through Z's of academics of music. And most apparent in their son, little Alex right there, Alex Gonzalez, who's become an accomplished artist in his own right. So taking it back to the barrio, though. Now let's do some Tejano blues. And ¿sabes qué? We could have dedicated the entire show to this next guy right here, talking about Randy Garibay. And he makes it clear in some of his jams. Listen to the lyrics here. I ain't playing no Tejano. I'm playing some blues right here, some Chicano blues. So we're going to triple up on his because, like I said, we could have done the whole show dedicated just him. And since he's passed on, you can still hear some of his musica. Lava, the last group that we just heard, she still does a couple of jams in his memory. And also his carnal, Ernie Garibay. So you can still catch him on the circuit. Talking about Texas, going to be out here for Cinco de Mayo, Gas Monkey style, out here in Dallas, Texas. We're going to be out there this 2017, the 10th annual Vatos y Viclas Magazine's Cinco de Mayo event. So, a ver si no llegan right there, Dallas, Texas, Gas Monkey, and to all the Tejanos out there. I like to call them the Texicanos out there. Aquí les va a little bit of Randy Garibay. Going to play three cuts. Black Widow Woman, Too Close to the Border. You got to listen to the lyrics on that one. And then Tears in My Beers, right? One of these emotional jerkers right here. Little Tell Me Why, Tell Me Why. And then follow that up with, gonna hit you up with a little Mas Tejano blues right there, a little bit of those Lonely Boys. Mara, watch out. Aquí les va.
¿A poco creías que yo no sabía lo que andabas haciendo? Madrugada, mediodía, viuda negra, traicionera, viuda negra, traicionera. ¿Cuándo me vas a matar? Anoche dijiste que ibas pa' acá tu hermana, pero andabas vacilando toditita la mañana, viuda negra, traicionera, viuda negra, traicionera. ¿Cuándo me vas a matar? A prisoner, I'm caught in your web. You know I'm gonna love you, even though I wind up dead, black widow woman. Black widow woman, tell me, who will your next victim be?
come be.
Tell me why, tell me why. JoJo Ace of Basil here. Time to have some fun now. Over here, man. Come on. God bless y'all, man. Good night.
Now, I'm going to switch it up, but just a little bit más. You got a little rockero right there with those Lonely Boys. Now, I'm going to take you back to something smooth, some smooth blues. You guys know this next band, but most of you guys know them for a cut that they did. One of the Chicano anthems called Sabor a Mi. A lot of gente know that cut, know that band. Think of it as kind of like one of those East LA bands. But this next band, El Chicano, actually got their start as a VIPs. And when they first got their start in música, they were doing all right, but they were actually a jazz band. And playing that kind of like that smooth kind of stuff right there, trying to get into a little bit of that Latin jazz. And then at the height of the Chicano movement, they were getting called out there to come and perform at the different ondas that were going on. And they transitioned from the VIPs into a band known as El Chicano. And even though the band kind of started to splinter a little bit, a very key person by the name of Bobby Espinosa was able to keep that band together through the thick and through the thin, through the highs and through the lows, until somebody else came back in that was there at the original part and kind of put it all back together and got them back on track as a business. So now you're still seeing them as I guess you could say, one of the legends of Chicano music. So we're going to start this next cut with the song that they have called Señor Blues, which is actually an original cut by the Horse Silver Quintet back way before they did it. But you know, it's appropriate that they did that one, like the Señor Blues. Gonna follow that up with a couple of other cuts right here. Another kind of small band that you may not have heard of too much, the Aliens right there. And then gonna hit you back with a little bit of Los Lobos. I'm gonna double up with Los Lobos, because you know, that's kind of an eclectic band. And talk about matching up with different people. It had always been my dream to have been able to put them together with Vicente Fernandez, but he's not performing anymore. So now we're going to have to look at maybe doing a little conjunto fest with them, and maybe Ramon Ayala. Let's see if we can do that for one of our up-and-coming shows. But for right now, let's hit you up with a little bit of Señor Blues right here with El Chicano.
miss me someday. You wake up late at night and call my name. You reach up and hug the pillow where I used to lay. You're gonna feel so sad. You're gonna miss me, I'm sure. One day you'll look in the drawer and find my picture. The lost love will be more than you can endure. You're gonna feel so sad. Something's missing. There'll be another man in your bed, but in your heart he'll mean nothing. That's when you realize things have gotten so bad. Because when you start crying, baby, you're gonna want me back. You're gonna miss me someday.
change my life. Wanted you to be my woman and wife. Now bloodshot tears have blinded my eyes. I'm too weak to live, I'm too strong to die. Well, I can't understand. Why did you let me go? I've done all I could. I can't do much more. I've done all I could. I can't do much more. I've done all I could. I can't do no more. Can't understand. You've done me wrong, baby. Lord have mercy.
Ras, big grass. You guys are tuned in to the initial or the inaugural segment of Vario Blues just for you, coming at you from the courts, the 805 Royalty Courts, Bernarda Court, 152 Bernarda Court. And Saskin, you guys got to kind of look us up right there. You guys want to send any mensajes, feel free to email me at trip@tripproductions.com. You can look us up at our website, www.vatosyviclas.com. Throw me a little mensaje right there. Give me some ideas what you guys would like to hear. Turn me on to some new musica. You know, this is an ever learning process. You know, the more you learn, the less you know. So please, feel free to school me on what it is that you know about Chicano blues. You know, we got some dudes that are real heavy into the thing. You know, Jumping Jack Benny, incredible act. Hook Herrera, that's a dude that I've been trying to meet and get to see in person. But there's dudes like that they are. Their entire format is Puro Blues. So, you know, there's blues out there, and I'd like to hear from you guys and get turned on to some Mas Blues out there. But I'm going to take this back to semi-beginnings. You know, I'm going to hit you guys up again with another Rampart Record artist right here called the Village Callers. We're going to finish it off with that. But before then, we're going to do a little premieres in Duffy's Blues. And just kind of to show you how long we've been in the mix. You know, one of the kind of things that I like to say is when you look at the American flag and you look up close to it, you see the thread, the way it runs in and out, it weaves into that pattern. And that's where we're at también. You know, what is Chicano music? It's a little bit of this. It's a whole lot of that. You got, you know, your oldies. Everybody kind of thinks of us as oldies. And you got your salsa, your Latin flavor, East Coast, you know, stuff. East LA sound, the music that came out of the Mission District, San Antonio, West Side Soul, you know, so why not be into a little bit of blues también? So taking you back to some early blues right here from the 60s right here, this next cut, Duffy's Blues by the Premieres, and then going to round it off with a little bit of Mississippi Blues by Rampart Records. What band is that, Steven?
The Village Callers
right there. And you know, I got real lucky that somebody gave me one of their an album that was done by somebody who did an import version of them. And that album was called what, Steven?
Night with the Press Bunny.
And so that's a real psychedelic cover on that one. If you guys get that one, man, you guys got yourself a gem right there. So once again, big gracias for tuning in right here to Vario Blues, coming at you from the Royal Courts of the 805 by way of East LA Review. Hasta next time, Vario Blues segment number 2. Enjoy. Don't forget, keep your head to the sky so you always have some stars in your eyes.